fantastically funny.
It's funny?
Oh, God, very funny.
Yeah, and he's doing a sports thing for Comedy Central.
Doing a sports thing for Comedy Central, and he's a new Twitter sensation.
He sure is. Him and the Cobra.
Yeah, I was watching the Oscars that was a couple of months ago, I guess, mm-hmm. when that was on. And our own Travis, I know he had gotten it from somebody else, and maybe even Andy Levy, I'm not sure. But Travis had gotten it from somebody and tweeted how funny Norm's tweets were.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me follow this Norm McDonald. I didn't know he was tweeting. And I was reading them during the Oscars, and they were hysterical.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and now he's
funny
been
gang.
Now he's been the king of Twitter since.
Yeah.
That Andy Levy's a good one to follow because I think Andy has no social life whatsoever.
Yes.
And I don't think he sleeps. So he's perfect for Twitter. He's all knowing.
He is. He keeps up to date with everything happening on the news because he works for Red Eye. Mm-hmm. He's on Red Eye on Fox weekdays at 3 a.m. here on the East Coast.
And midnight
on the West Coast.
See, I'll be on tonight.
Oh, you're on tonight.
Nice.
I'm going on vacation, so I got the call. I'll be on April 21st on the Red Eye. So stay tuned because that's a good one, even better than Jimmy.
Well, shit, they're writing that down right now.
No! Set your DVRs, people.
They're writing it down right now.
Put a cassette in your VCR. Check the tracking.
Top load. You have to pull the VCR out first. Then open it.
Top loader. Get your top loader out.
Speaking of Andy Levy, he turned me onto a video yesterday, and I just turned Anthony onto the video, and then Anthony sort of just turned Jimmy onto the video, even though Jimmy hasn't seen the video, but Jimmy is very pissed off already without seeing the video.
The story annoyed me when I read the story yesterday. I think I got your tweet, actually.
Wait till you see this fucking video.
Yeah, you have to see the video.
I tweeted it. It's somewhere on my Opie Radio Twitter. I don't know how far down, but it's basically out of Delaware.
Real quick, without looking at anything, how long ago was Reagan shot? Go.
30 years ago.
You looked right at the TV.
I didn't feel like playing today.
I
looked right over your head and it said 30 years.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Like, that's why I prefaced it without looking at anything except the TV that
you should have went, like you were thinking for a second.
No, what happened though? As soon as you said that, it made me look.
You were already looking.
Like something made me just look.
I didn't.
I'm sorry.
For some reason, I don't think that shit's that long ago. But
I'm sorry. You played my silly games. I should have played your silly game. I couldn't help myself. I looked right over your head.
Next time, I'm looking straight down at the answer.
I didn't mean to.
No, that's fucked up, man.
30 years ago.
That went by pretty quickly.
I was 11.
God damn. I was 25.
And we lost Ferraro, huh? Did we even talk about her dying?
No.
She had blood cancer.
It's a horrible cancer.
That doesn't sound like a good one to have.
That doesn't sound like something they could just replace. That's kind of heinous. There is no God.
You can't filter your blood out?
Yeah, you can't just like do surgery on each individual blood cell.
Right.
Oh, there's a little tumor on it.
Yeah,
let me cut that off. Only 86 trillion to go.
A lot of surgeries. Your insurance only covers 84 trillion. So you still have 2 trillion left that are no good.
It's God's way, though, you know.
It is God's way.
It's
very mysterious.
Give people blood cancer, especially if it's a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's God's way.
It's always good.
So Andy Levy last night, I was checking out his
TV's
Twitter.
TV's
Andy Levy. On Twitter, Andy Levy.
Yeah.
And he tweeted this fucking video, and it's called, the name of it sucks a dick.
Del dot
removes basketball hoop. Delaware online news video is the name of the fucking video. I think it's doing well. So I guess what do I know?
It's the Delaware Department of Transportation.
Del dot.
God, what assholes!
Wait till you see this, Jimmy. So the setup is very easy. This guy is doing an interview with the news. I guess some asshole in the neighborhood has decided that basketball hoops need to be removed from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And this guy's been fighting his basketball hoop being removed from the neighborhood for a little while, it seems like.
Yeah, he's sending appropriate letters you hear about in this story.
And now he's doing an interview about, you know, what's going on. And it's key to the story. I think he says that the hoop's been in place for 60 years in front of his house. So obviously, probably before he was even fucking born, because he doesn't look like a 60-year-old man.
It's been there forever. And I think also pertinent to the story is the fact that the news was there interviewing him because the DOT had come there previously to remove the basketball hoop.
Right.
But this guy's wife crawled up and sat on top of the hoop so they couldn't remove it.
Right.
So the news, I guess, thought that was kind of a newsworthy thing, sent a crew down there to interview this guy. And in the middle of the interview, the DOT.